October 31st, 1517, something happened just over 500 years ago that changed the way we look at our faith. And it drives right to the heart of the message this morning about submission. You know, submission, that's a word that we don't like to talk about because I think it conjures up some negative thoughts. It's become a bad word in our world today. It means restriction, discrimination, limits. It means control. It invokes thoughts of inequality, an imbalance of power, injustice, oppression, giving up one's rights. But as Christians, we are commanded to submit to God, to submit to authority, and to submit to each other. So you can see why this might make us uneasy. There's not a week that's gone by that I don't hear, you know, my school is not going to infringe upon my rights as a parent. The government is not going to mandate that I do this or I do that. My mom or my dad or my husband or my wife, they're not going to tell me what to do. We struggle with the idea of submission. So did Martin Luther in a way. He was the catalyst for the Protestant Reformation, October 31st, 1517. He struggled for years with what the church had become. In particular, he was disturbed by the bishops and the priests who were selling pardons for the forgiveness of past, present, and future sins. In other words, you could say your salvation depended upon whether you could afford to pay your way into heaven. So Martin Luther took his quill in hand and he dipped it in his inkwell and he penned 95 theses, October 31st, 1517. 95 issues with the church that were intended to spark some conversation. Some real soul-searching debate. What happened, though, was a transformation in submission. Luther wrote that the church's true treasure is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not in the leadership, or a pastor, or a priest, or a generous giver, or the heritage and tradition of the congregation. It's about God and submitting to His authority. The Reformation is all about the light of the gospel breaking forth in the darkness of this world. It's about understanding that by grace alone, God's grace, through faith alone, our faith in Christ alone, that we are saved. You can't buy your salvation. It's about submitting to God, not men, not the world, not what the society is telling us, not what our culture is trying to influence us to believe. Folks, I can't help but wonder if the church is not in the need of another reformation. Have we lost focus on what's important? We have an obligation to keep Christ at the center of all that we do. And in doing so, we must live a life of submission. Listen to our scriptures this morning.
In this way, prosperity will come to you. Accept instructions from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Our second scripture is Psalm 143, 7 through 10. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. And our last is from one of my favorite books in the Bible, James, chapter 4, 1 through 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you have asked with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
You know, Fanny Crosby, they estimate that she wrote more than 8,000 hymns, and she captures our message this morning. Perfect submission. There it is. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, not out here, not all this stuff that's going on around us, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. What is this perfect submission? Well, let's start by looking at the Greek word that we translate as submission. That word is hupotasso. It's a military term for when you would line up under your commanding officers. You would stand in rank, which I think immediately makes us think of power, of position, of authority. You have some hierarchy there. And that's the problem with the worldly definition of submission. We tend to look at it as, I have power, or I have influence, or the money, or control, so you better submit to me or else. Biblical submission is nothing like this. Worldly submission asks, who do I have to serve? And who has to serve me? But godly submission says, I'm the lowest on the ladder. I'm going to serve everybody else. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, that we should submit to one another. And think about it. Jesus came as a servant. God the Father did not coerce Jesus to become flesh and to come down here on earth and dwell among us. Jesus chose. Did you get that? Jesus chose to enter this fallen, sinful world. He chose to lay down his life for us, for you and me, so that God could save us through him. Jesus came from heaven of his own free will, and he chose to place himself under the authority of his Father. Another passage, Philippians 2, verses 6 and 7, says that Christ, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, and he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being, being born in the likeness of men. The Gospel of Matthew records Christ's perfect submission in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's the night before he was to be crucified. And he prays, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Even with the horror of the cross just hours away, Jesus does not exercise his own will. He looks to God, his Father. Jesus refused to avoid the cross. Hebrews 5, 7 and 8 says, "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered." Perfect submission made Jesus subject to unjust control, the power of man, right? He stood before Pilate, and Pilate asserted this control over Christ. "Do you not realize," he said, "that I have the power to free you or to crucify you?" And you remember what Jesus said? "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." So hupotasso, when we take it out of that military context, we find a different connotation in how it's used some 38 times in the New Testament. It's a voluntary attitude of giving, of cooperating, assuming responsibility, carrying a burden for each other. When Paul instructs the Ephesians to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, he's speaking in this sense of arranging order, of yielding to the advice of. And in 1 Corinthians 16, 16, when Paul calls on the church there to submit to everyone who cooperates in the work, you don't get this sense of some hierarchy that someone's the boss, that someone's in charge. This type of submission is mutual. Everybody is involved. Godly submission is not an act of human will. It's divine work. It's godly work. It's God himself. And you know, there are many, many passages in the scripture that speak to submission. It's not only wives submitting to their husband, but husbands submitting to their wives. The church to Christ, and Christ submitting to the church. Children to parents, and parents to children. Employees to employers, and employers to employees. Citizens to their government, and government to its citizens. Imagine a world in which we could get a handle on godly submission, surrendering ourselves to the will of God. Imagine a world where instead of gaining position to rule, that people gain positions to serve. Instead, we want to look out for number one, me, myself, and I, and to hell with everyone else. It's my rights. It's my life. Right? You're hearing it every day. No, it is God who gave you life, and it's to God to whom we should submit. In James, what we heard this morning, verse 7 in chapter 4, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil. Resist what the world's trying to influence us with, and he will flee from you. Submit and resist. So think about those as opposites here, right? Resist means to push in the opposite direction. Submit means to pull in the same direction. I love this graphic because it shows this dynamic. On the left, how we should respond to the devil. And on the right, how we should respond in submission to God. And this is also how God calls us as Christians to relate to each other. Be cooperative. You know, pull in the same direction. Say yes. Don't fight. Don't oppose. God wants us to work with people, not against people. Ephesians 5:21 again, submit to one another, and then do it out of reverence for Christ. We find similar instructions in 1 Peter. In chapter 2, verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake. In other words, this is something that we do for God. This is part of our worship. And in the 18th verse, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves. The motivation is reverent fear of God. Submission is deeply spiritual. It's how we honor God. It's how we bring him glory. You've heard me share what I believe God's mission for us is, and that is to be in relationship with God, to be in relationship with others, with his creation, and with ourselves in a way that brings him the glory. A way that brings him the glory. That's godly submission. Working together, not resisting. Leave that for the devil. Leave that for Satan. Think back to David in the Old Testament. He twice had an opportunity to kill King Saul. Saul was pursuing him and trying to kill him, but David knew that God was going to take the kingdom off Saul. And he's going to give it to him. Even so, he refused to harm Saul. He recognized that in the meantime, Saul was God's appointed king. Didn't have to agree with him. But he did submit to him. He would not harm the authority that God had put in place. So he even submitted to the enemy, if you will. submitting to God manifests itself in us when we find ourselves at peace and at rest, regardless of what our circumstances are. In our graciousness, in the fact that we can be slow to anger, in trusting judgment of self to God, that we don't need to compare against others. Submitting to God values the different viewpoints that God has given to people. Because yes, we can have different thoughts, different views. But we can respect each other at the same time. When we're gentle and kind, think about Jesus. You know, to be Christ-like, to be gentle, to be kind, to be loving toward everyone. Submitting to the world, think about how that's different. When we've submitted ourselves to the world, we find ourselves in chaos and anxiety. We worry about things. We get angry over the smallest of things sometimes. We're slower to trust. We expect negative things to happen rather than the positive. We're constantly feeling like a failure, frustrated that others don't believe the same way that we do. If any of those things resonate with you this morning, then we have to ask ourselves the question, to whom are we under submission? Who are we submitting ourselves to? Are we letting the world, are we letting the society, the culture dictate to us what we think, what we feel, how we act? Or are we submitting ourselves to God? I challenge you this morning to submit, to surrender yourself to God, your whole self. The word mission is part of that word submission. It's part of who we are as Christians. God isn't asking us, He's telling us, be in submission to Him and to each other. Loving Father, I surrender to you today with all my heart and soul. Bless that which we've given. I surrender my understanding of how things ought to be, my choices and my will. I surrender to you the promises I have kept and the promises I have failed to keep. I surrender my weaknesses and strengths to you. I surrender my emotions, my fears, my insecurities. Lord, I surrender my whole life to you, the past, the present, and the future. Amen. As Christ has fed and redeemed your life, now go into the world with generous, submissive hearts and a giving spirit. Go in peace. And may the peace of God always be with you.